96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
From the great state of South Dakota, we proudly cast our 25 votes, 10 for the Senator Bernie Sanders and 15 for the 45th President of the United States, and the first one who will be called Madam President, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
History riding high at the Democratic National Convention. Hillary Clinton becomes the first woman ever to be nominated for president by a major political party. That's the headline, but we're drilling down inside the issues that frame this historic night. Joining me in studio is Dr. Nyambi Carter, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Howard University and co-author of Gender and Black Presidential Politics. Also live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WHUR News reporter Taylor Thomas, and she'll be introducing several guests during the course of the evening. We're talking about it tonight. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR and, of course, the hashtag WHURDNC. Thank you all for joining me. Taylor, we'll get to you in just a moment. I want to start with Dr. Carter. Dr. Carter, talk to me about the historic implications of just minutes ago, Hillary Clinton nominated for president of the United States by the Democrats.
Well, it's the first time we've ever seen it, for sure. And I think if we don't mention the name of Shirley Chisholm, we would be totally remiss, right? Shirley Chisholm was really the first woman, black or white, to seek a major party nomination, and not as the second in command, but at the top of the ticket. So I think as much as we are excited for Hillary Clinton, as much praise as she might get, we can't forget Shirley Chisholm, who was a pioneering congresswoman and the first woman who made a real stab at the Democratic nomination.
I feel tingles when I see this, when you talk about the historic significance of it, just as someone who is here to observe it. Do you feel any of that, whether it be, you know, as a political observer, you know, as a woman, as just being in that space?
Well, it's an exciting time. I think as a woman, as a person who's interested in politics, it's always interesting to see how far the needle can be pushed. I don't think anybody thought Barack Obama was possible. And now seeing Hillary Clinton on the heels of his historic win, I think it gives all of us a sense of possibility. And a certain kind of excitement about the political process and what it can hold for many of us.
I cannot imagine the buzz that's happening in Philadelphia right now, where a WHUR News reporter, Taylor Thomas, is, and her guest. Taylor, talk to me about the feeling. This is only minutes old.
Harold, you should be able to feel the energy through the airwaves. It is extremely intense here. If I could go out on the limb and say, it appears, for all intents and purposes, that the Democratic Party is united. We know that on the floor when they did the roll call, those delegates for, of course, Bernie Sanders, they made their pledge. They did what they were supposed to do. I barely saw a Bernie sign here today. All I saw today was about Hillary Clinton. It is amazing. It was electric during the process of the roll call. In fact, parts of it was theatrical. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see what that roll call is like, you know, of course, they address Madam Secretary Stephanie Rawlings Blake. And then they would say something unique or special about their state or the people. And then they would announce who the delegates are going for, whether it was Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. And in many cases, some of the votes were split. It is really The energy here is just bursting out the seams. We have people walking around just hugging and embracing each other. And joining me right now, we have Dr. E. Faye Williams, National President of the National Congress of Black Women. You mentioned earlier about Shirley Chisholm. We know, Dr. Williams, you have a strong tie, your organization, to her mission and continuing that.
Absolutely. I'm always excited when somebody mentions Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, because but for Shirley Chisholm, there would be no National Congress of Black Women, and I might not have a job today. I might be on the unemployment line. She was the founder of our organization, along with Dr. C. Dolores Tucker, who happens to be from this city of Philadelphia.
That's right.
So I'm very blessed that two women like them preceded me, and I have an obligation to carry on and to make this organization be all that it can be.
What's the mission, Dr. Williams, now that we move forward? The DNC is still going on. We have two more days. What is the focus? What's the mission with your organization?
Well, it's interesting that you would ask, because what we're talking about here at the convention in Philadelphia are women and their families, their children. And that is the mission of the National Congress of Black Women. We work for Black women and their families. In the process, much of what we do helps all women out there. So, but our specific mission is to help Black women and their families.
What do you say the top two issues for women, Black women?
The top two issues, of course, would be jobs and, of course, a great education for our children.
Harold?
Yes. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we're at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, day two, an historic day. I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up tonight, and this is really a very, very critical issue. You have this group of Black women, mothers of the movement, and this really is focusing on Black Lives Matter. Dr. Carter, why is this particularly significant? Is Hillary Clinton, as some have said today, you know, pandering to the Black community, or does she really have a close tie to the Black Lives Matter movement, and this is beyond just politics?
Well, it's hard to say, but I think giving Mothers of the Movement a platform on the main stage in the evening does send a message that this is something that she actually does care about. I mean, you could never know for sure, but I do think, I mean, it would be foolhardy of her to ignore them. I mean, Black people are a core part of the Democratic constituency. She will need their votes to win the election in November. So to kind of act as if this isn't a sort of mutually beneficial situation, they get attention for the issues that they care about around police brutality, around gun violence, and she can also signal to a core constituency that she's actually listening to their issues and is trying to make them a key part of the platform.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Asking our listeners tonight, what do you think about this historic day? What do you think about the Black Lives Matter movement as it relates to this historic day? Let's go to Walter, calling from Northeast. Walter, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Fisher?
Doing just fine.
Yes. I'm a little bit, because all these mothers who lost their sons, they have every right to feel that way. But it's still a male chauvinist where men believe that a woman cannot be a president, but I believe that a woman can do anything she wants. The sad thing is, we have those who don't believe in anything that's not on the other side. Sadly, they'll project the negativity of Black Lives Matters. So that is, you're right. We have to, as Black women, and all women, has to vote with their conscience. And also, I think they will vote for Hillary Clinton, and that's going to put her on top.
Okay, thank you so much, Walter. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If I can ask Dr. Williams your thoughts about the Mothers of the Movement presentation coming up tonight. And do you also believe that perhaps there should be a space for wives or mothers whose sons or husbands that were police officers have lost their lives in the line of duty?
Absolutely. That's one of the critical issues of our day. And, of course, it impacts black women perhaps more than any others. Or not even perhaps. It absolutely impacts black women more than any. I know several of the mothers who will be here tonight. They absolutely deserve our attention. We owe it to them to try to do something about our criminal justice system, about policing in our country, so that we can, you know, give a level playing field. There are many young men out there who are bright, who are smart, who could do great things in this country if they were given the chance. And, you know, there was a time when black men perhaps didn't study very much. They would come in, throw their books down, run outside and play, but the girls were inside studying. So what you're finding is that the young black women are kind of leaving our brothers behind because of the criminal justice system that isn't fair to them. But that isn't our fault, and that isn't a reason why black men or any men should think that a woman is not qualified to do something. After all you have to look at is the fact that your mother brought you into this world. What man could do that? There are many things women can do. We are more educated than most of the people we work with. We do more. We have strength. We're not ashamed to say that we are strong black women. And you give us 2 minutes, we can do just about anything on far less than anybody else did. And we're just so proud of the fact that Hillary has brought them here to say we're going to give attention to this problem and we're going to resolve it together.
Dr. Williams, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Taylor, I want you to talk to me a little bit about your conversation with former Chief Ramsey, which goes to that point I was making about giving police officers or their relatives who've lost them in the line of duty a space at the table this week.
So think about this. He's on two sides. He is an African-American male. He's also a police officer, former police officer. And the thing that he said to me when I asked him that very question about the Black Lives Matter issue, he said nobody wants to see anyone lose their lives. But he was quick to say there's always two sides to something. And he said, you know, we need to work with police, that some of their officers are in dangerous communities and they have to use violence. He believes that the problem that we have in our country, we can work it out, but we have to have a discussion. He really wouldn't get into saying anything negative, obviously, about Black Lives Matter. He just wanted to focus on, let's not leave the police out of this conversation, and that communities are trying to get their officers involved in connecting with those in the community. The first thing he said, actually, when I asked him about this is, when I worked 8 years as the commissioner here in Philadelphia, I lost 8 police officers. That was his immediate response to me.
Yeah, interesting. Certainly, two issues when you're talking about former Chief Ramsey. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened last night. First Lady Michelle Obama electrifying the DNC, and what's happening later tonight, former President Bill Clinton. If you're on the phone, stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.